Welcome into Fitness Fanatics on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Now here are your hosts, Jeff and Nicole Essig.
All right, welcome into the Fitness Fanatics. It is Sunday, February 22nd, and we're happy to be around, to be alive, to be in here, coming off a big Husker victory. Not that I had anything to do with it yesterday, because
you weren't there.
The one game I saw this week in person didn't go very well. We'll get to that here shortly. Let you guys know how my trip to Iowa City went on Tuesday. But no, great game yesterday. It was actually one of those games where they're up by 20 at halftime. And Harrison, I just went and took a little nap in the second half because I was pretty tired. So
can't blame you.
And I woke up and they won by, 23, 22, something like that.
Yeah, I was actually at Big Red Invite yesterday. So
now what? Now, wait. Mm-hmm. What's the Big Red Invite?
The Oscar bowling. It was the bowling.
They only get one a year.
This weekend.
Is it today too?
Yes, it is also today. So you got time to run over there today. Mm-hmm. It's last day. Yeah. They are currently sitting in second place after 2 days.
We went a couple years ago, and on Sunday, it starts really early. So by the time we got
8:15 this morning.
Yeah. So by the time we got done with the show and we got over to the bowling alley, it was the last match of the whole thing.
I think it was Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right? Friday started.
Sunday.
I didn't even know. We should have went out yesterday.
Sorry.
I saw Kevin posted a picture with the bowlers.
That should have been your clue. But
I thought, I don't know what's going on.
Shame on you.
Clearly, you don't follow Husker women's bowling.
The bowling is kind of taking a back seat to basketball.
I see how it is, Jeff.
I
you
know.
You just listen to early break, and even though I do a show with you every Sunday, you're just not going to listen to me.
Yeah, you're on
weeknights.
We're sleeping.
Weeknights. I'm in bed at 8. What time's your weeknight show start?
It's 6 to midnight. Just pick an hour.
Midnight.
Yeah. It's not my show. Right. I'm just hitting the buttons. I'm just doing the same thing I'm doing for you guys for 6 other shows. Exactly.
If you followed Nebraska women's bowling, you would know on Facebook.
See,
I follow it when it gets to the tournament.
If you just follow their page, Facebook
actually.
Page.
That's how spoiled you are with Husker bowling. You're just like, well, I'll just wait till we get to Vegas.
Wait till the tournament. That's what matters, though.
They are live streaming it right now.
Oh, they are.
Mm-hmm. It's on Husker Vision too. I know
Husker Vision.
Mm-hmm.
Well. Baseball, softball are doing well.
Yep. Baseball's kind of been a tough schedule. Back to back, Louisville and Kansas State.
So they didn't look bad, though. Tough schedule. The women's softball schedule's been tough, and they're rocking it.
Well, that's what we anticipated from them. I mean, Jordan Fry, that team's, we knew they were kind of some monsters heading into the season. With the men's team, I think there's a lot more question marks. So it was good to see them have a good start.
Well, they're 4-2, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Hmm.
This is a good
bit. Well, no, lost to Stanford as well. So 4-3.
Oh, 4-3. Okay. Because they lost
Stanford, Louisville, Kansas State.
Oh, they lost last night? Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess I missed that. I thought they won.
See, it's not just your shows that he doesn't pay attention to.
Well,
it's kind of hit or miss.
I get on Twitter and I scroll through and I saw 3-1. I thought that was the end of it. So I guess, that kind of sucked. Well, never mind then.
Pretty oblivious. About all things.
I thought they were 4-2, but they're 3-3. So
let me double check. No, I'm pretty positive. Yeah, they lost 3-5. Nah. They did start off strong at Kansas State.
Okay. Well, never mind then. All right. So I went to Iowa City on Tuesday. I was at the game Tuesday night at Carver Hawkeye Arena. So I just wanted to share my trip with everybody. Obviously, that they lost, and it was probably one of the worst offensive game. Well, the worst offensive game Nebraska's played this season that I was able to watch with my own two eyes. So we stayed at a hotel just kind of about a half mile from the arena. So kind of the cool thing at first is we're walking over there, and it really kind of felt like our red, we could just feel the eyes at us.
That's right? How I feel there's a Husker bat football game and you see the other just random people from the other team, you're just like, what are you doing?
Right. Because
so
like,
I do it too. When and I'm not mean to them or rude to them, but you're just like, ugh.
Yeah, you're just kind of getting, yeah. And that's how we felt.
And then we're nice if there's an interaction, but.
Yeah, we're really nice. Yeah. So we're walking to the arena and we're coming up on the backside and there's like the Husker bus and the head coach of Iowa, Ben McCollum, walked right by us on the sidewalk. Like, this is an hour and 15 minutes before the game. Mm-hmm. He came, and I didn't realize it was him until he kind of passed me. And I just said, hey. And then Ben said he made eye contact with him, and Ben McCollum just kind of gave him a little nod.
Oh, Ben said, hey? Ben said,
well, I said, hey.
Oh.
Now, had I realized it was the coach before he, because I didn't want to turn around as he was past us. I didn't want to yell at him from behind, like, a, you know, feel like a moron.
The moment
doing that.
Had passed.
The moment had passed, but I would have said, you know, good luck, coach, or something, because I do like Ben McCollum. I think he's a.
He hasn't done anything that bothers me.
And he's worked his way up. You know, mm-hmm. he's at Northwest Missouri State, then Drake, then Iowa. So I think he's a really good coach. He was very complimentary of the Sanfords after the game. I don't know if you saw that press conference, but no, he's really, really good.
Nothing wrong with him as he coaches Iowa.
Yeah. That's so anyway, he passes us and we're like, wow, that was pretty cool. 10 seconds later, we had our first F Nebraska.
Hey, there it
right? Is. Yeah. The window rolls down and we're just Ben and I, and somebody just yells out of their car, F Nebraska.
See, I just,
and we just waved.
So tacky.
I don't, we don't do that in Lincoln. Well, I might be, I'm wrong, but I feel like I don't want to, I was here. I don't hear people just seeing Iowa and going, you know, blank Iowa. Like, I feel like I was a little classless.
Yeah. Well, so
tacky
gets a little worse here. So that was our first encounter with, you know, just a random.
Do you think the coach heard it? Or is he already like too far past?
He may have heard it in the distance.
He's definitely heard it other times.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, but they just looked out the window and yelled at us. So we're like, okay.
Grow up.
You know, here we go. Mm-hmm. So we get into the arena. We got ourselves a little Carver cone, which is their big ice cream cone, which is really good. We were in row 11, which so we were about 11 rows from the court, which is now, you guys, I'm really spoiled. Like, I bought these tickets for like $100, and it was row 11 from the court. You go, like, I went on to SeatGeek and went on to the Iowa-Nebraska men's game here, and an 11th row seat in PBA is literally like $600-$700.
Stop it, guys.
$100 to sit. I am just like, so now I'm spoiled. Like, now I'm like, oh, I could pay $100 to sit in the 300 section in row 7 or 8, right? I was right down where I could just hear the shoes squeaking, the coaches yelling, like I was right in the action. And now I'm kind of spoiled. I just don't know if I want to pay $100 and some to sit clear up in the nosebleeds.
Well, what's your record again?
Mine, firstly?
Yeah, personally.
Not good.
0-9 is what you told me?
Yeah. Well, I'm 0-5 in football.
For men's athletics.
Men's.
Yeah.
For men's.
0-1 in men's basketball. 0-1 in wrestling. 0-1 in baseball. So I'm 0-8.
Yikes.
Is that my fault?
No,
Tuesday was not your fault.
People should feel sorry for me. I drove all the way out there, sitting in the enemy territory. So, you know, during the actual game itself, we had a blast. Like, there, you know, you would have thought that the refs had a personal vendetta against Iowa. I mean, every time people's, as Coach Bush always says, palms up in the crowd.
Just, oh, yeah. I thought it on TV.
I thought a guy next to us, he was probably going to have a heart attack. He was just just screaming into it. There was one play I remember where Sam like bumped Sturt's guarding him and the place just erupted. Whoa! Like, I mean, it was just absolute pain. It was like WrestleMania, right? Like, you would have thought that it was just booze and it wasn't even a sellout either. There was thousands of empty seats.
I know, it was surprising.
Thousands. Yes.
They seemed like they really wanted to get up for that game. And then they said what the attendance was, and it was pretty far from sold out.
No, it was not. Yeah, it was a lot of empty seats. And so the student section, they were full. Everybody heard the F Price Sanford.
How long did that go for?
It went the whole game.
That's insane.
Every time he touched the ball, they boo. And you know, like, I remember when you know, Chucky Hepburn was here and the fans booed
him. Yeah, we just booed him.
Yeah, I don't heard any profanity. At first, I thought certainly they're not saying the entire word. Like, mm-hmm. I thought it was just F Price Sam.
Yeah, nope.
They're that's going what all I in. Thought. I was like, certainly they're not doing this. You know, there's kids. No, I mean, me I personally, like I don't mind hearing that. It doesn't offend me at
I
all.
I think it's just classless.
It is.
Low class, because to Nicole's point, it's like, you got kids and people, and they're like, act like an adult.
And you know, like it's not like he just transferred and Fran McCaffrey's still there. It's not like he just up and left, like, you know, a certain quarterback for our team.
It's not like his brother wasn't just one of your best players for over 3 years.
Right. So, you know,
and like just a little bit.
Yeah. And I heard on the telecast, they showed his parents a lot. Like,
yeah, they
on
did. The telecast. They showed them a ton. And so I only watched a very short amount of the game.
Yeah. I mean, it was just, like I said, me personally, I don't really care what people are doing. But, you know, when they were booing, Ben and I were clapping. Like, yeah. So, and then whenever they had a three pointer, which wasn't very many of them, you know, mm-hmm. we stood up in our seats, got the 3-point sign, and gosh, they were just like, had Frager hit that three where he was wide open, would have put us up 5. Mm. I probably just would have went out in the aisle, just ran up and down the stairs.
But I was, like, you were on the Prices
yeah,
Right,
I
called
was,
down.
Yeah, we were ready to just explode in celebration, mm-hmm. and it never happened. But I'll tell you, the people sitting around us, super nice. Nobody told us to sit down. Nobody said, you guys suck. Nobody said, you know, go back to Nebraska.
Well, yeah, because that the only people that are doing that are people that you see in passing. Like, that just shows the immaturity level.
That's very true.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody
just was, sports in general, but like, yeah.
Well, and we were down, you know, with the high rollers.
Oh, okay.
Down.
Not really.
11 rows from the court. Like, yeah, we weren't up within the 2 rows from the top.
Not with those peasants.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I was texting AD because the tickets, Nick Sennert was there. And we were sitting right by the press. Mm-hmm. Right. So, like, I could look and I could see Nick there. So, you know, and I texted him before and I said, hey, Ben and I are here. We're in this section. We're sitting right by you guys. And he was like, well, you know, I'll come find you. Do you think he ever came found us? No.
Ben Austin? He was there too.
No. In fact, Nick saw us and all we got was a little wave, like he was the king and we were like his subjects. Right. Like, we got a wave. So I was texting AD and I was just like, because he's asked, like, oh, did Swim find you? And I was like, oh, he knows where we are. Yeah, I'm like,
just ignore
you. He's just schmooing up the other reporters, and we're like the peons out in the crowd. So then, like, at halftime, I thought, oh, he's going to come over. He's munching on some popcorn. Just never even looks at us. Just gives me the time of day. We were just kind of beneath him in this whole, hierarchy there in the arena.
Yeah,
which was funny. So I'm like, no,
this would be fun to tell him about.
I'm like, no, yeah. AD, there's he won't even come over and acknowledge that.
How dare he?
Right? It's just really, you know, it's kind of.
We're all the ticket family here. There's no hierarchy.
I know.
Why couldn't you have gone down there?
Well, I didn't want to go over to the press and be like, ooh.
Yeah,
you
be
went
a little
down
bit
to the court and talked to Seamus.
I did. I went down to the court level before the game and I talked to Keith Zimmer.
Yeah,
and I talked to Seamus. And what was really cool when we were talking to Seamus, Andy Katz came right up to Seamus and started talking to him. We were just right. Now, if you are a college basketball guy or gal, you know who Andy Katz is. He's kind of a big, big time.
You talked to him at all?
No, I didn't talk to him.
Just listening.
No. Again, I didn't want to be that fan.
He's
that
just
was
adjacent.
Like, we were right next to him. And I was like, Ben, this is Andy Katz. Ben's like, oh, he knew who he was because the Andy Katz rankings and you see on social media. So that was really cool that we were standing right next to him, but didn't say anything.
You can talk about the jersey that Ben wore.
Oh, Ben. Yeah, Ben now has a Bradley Rink Mass jersey, number 51, that he wore. So he had a few compliments on it. Mm-hmm. People ask him where he got it.
Red. It's so very appropriate. Yeah,
it's red, so it fit in.
That's cool. I never thought I'd get the Bradley jersey. He was there for, 3 years?
Two years. Mm-hmm. So we know somebody that had it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And he gave it to us. So
that is a rare jersey to have. I don't know how many people were buying Bradley, you know, Rinkmass Bradley stock.
Yeah, probably not a lot.
Not a lot.
Yeah. So when we got down to you know, the fans obviously thought I was getting screwed the whole time, you know, like whatever.
They should have just been so just thankful that they were even in that position. So we let alone win.
Yeah. Ben was kind of chatting. There was some like students sitting next to Ben. So he was at halftime, he kind of talked to him and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then when there was a minute left and Rink got called for that offensive foul, like I literally leaned forward. I put my left hand on an Iowa fan's shoulder. I put my right hand on the other Iowa fan's shoulder, and I leaned in between them. And I was like, I know you guys think you've been getting screwed all night by the refs, but you know Iowa gets all the calls when it matters the most. Right. And they're kind of laughing.
Yeah.
And then
That same play, I don't know if you saw it, Marcus Lawrence also has a rebound, and the guy like grabs both of his legs
and tackled him.
Basically. Yeah, yeah. And then on that following Rink mask, it's a moving screen. Like, you don't call that on Iowa. And then you call the most.
But I said off air, we all watched it happen. The announcers were literally speechless. Like they didn't even know what to say. But then the next thing they did say was, well, Nebraska hasn't scored for 4.5 minutes.
Yeah,
we played really bad.
Obviously.
What frustrates me is people are like, well, it doesn't change the Nebraska. I don't care. No. It's never acceptable to be terrible at refereeing.
No, I agree.
And it wasn't like the fouls in the second half. It was like 8-8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not like Nebraska or Iowa have been called for 20 fouls.
No, it's just not fun to watch.
I know, because it was just slow. I know there was we were about ready to get a fast break and people got tangled up and then they stopped the play and they call a foul and they're like, oh, there's no foul on anybody.
Yeah.
Well, then sometimes they're letting them just clobber each other and then, the rink of mass foul. And it's like, what? Where are we at physicality wise?
Right.
That's why that was crazy.
Such a bad
it
rhythm
was pretty physical.
Game because Iowa and Nebraska, it just felt like every time they got going, like there'd be some ticky tack fouls and they'd be clean it up, back to physical. It's just, ugh.
Yeah, it was. And
good old Heinies.
Ben had said, like we went to the Illinois game at PBA, and when it was loud in there, but when Nebraska fans are cheering, we're cheering with them. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't sound as loud as when I'm standing there on the 11th row and Sturts does that little killer crossover.
He's
and
good.
Frager was literally just, I mean, he got burnt so bad.
Oh, yeah.
And he hits that three and everybody's just screaming and we're just standing there like, just like, you got to be kidding me.
Like you just let go of your balloon and watched it just up into the sky.
But we, like I said, we had fun when they were booing, we were clapping and nobody gave us a hard time when we were sitting there. And then when it was inevitable that Iowa was going to win, I leaned forward to the guys Iowa in front of me again. And I was like, they're not going to storm the court. They
should have stormed the court. I'm fine with that. What did they think?
So it was a dad and his son was probably like 17.
Yeah.
And the son, he's getting ready. son's getting ready to head down there. And the dad was like, oh, you just haven't had anything to cheer for in years. I was like,
hello.
You get to be Nebraska every day.
We've never even won a tournament game. And this is what you're storming for?
No, I think that was appropriate for them to storm the court. It was their coach's first win against a ranked opponent.
Yeah,
that's a big game.
It just
that's
happened
a big,
to be Nebraska. You know,
being Nebraska is a big part of why they stormed the court. I am totally fine with that. Also, I said it probably made it a little easier for you to get out of the arena.
I stayed and watched a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Did you see the interaction with
Fred Hoiberg? You know, it was right in front of me.
Just weren't looking.
But I wasn't looking there. I was just kind of like, I was kind of just gazing off. Like, how is this happening right now? Like, but it was funny because like when there was a few minutes left, I told Ben, I was like, it doesn't matter what happens in this game. Nothing will be as bad as us being at Kinnick Stadium watching them kick a field goal.
Well, no.
I think that's
because we were trapped.
Yes.
Like, we couldn't go anywhere. We were getting the fingers in our face, the middle fingers, you know, like those types of things. But so then they stormed the court. We're just kind of hanging out. And again, nobody said anything to us in the arena. And like as the people were passing us, you know, we were doing some good games and because we're not confrontational people. Okay. So then.
What else would you say? We lost. So there's nothing where you can really confront them about.
Well, if we won, I certainly wouldn't be saying F Iowa.
Well,
F the Hawkeyes. Okay. So we go out of the arena and we're walking back to the hotel. We're still by the arena and all these fans come out, you know, and they're starting this chant right now. If I was an Iowa fan and we had just beat Nebraska, if I was going to start a chant, I would be doing the Let's Go Hawks, right? I would get that thing fired up outside the
celebrating
arena,
your team,
celebrating our team. But no, the chant I hear is F Big Red, F Big, right?
And which is also ridiculous because there's just not that many Husker fans there. Like, that's also why it's ridiculous.
Right.
Like, you don't really have the audience. I mean, I know they're just getting themselves riled up, but.
And it, so the guy's walking by and he has his hands up. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I went up to him and I was going to I wanted to high five the Iowa fan, but great job, right? As he's just yelling F Big Red.
You turn him into double birds.
Yeah. I want to go. So he walks, he just ignores me. Okay. Wow. And walks by. It's better than him punching me, I guess.
Okay.
So then this older guy gets right in my face and he screams in my face, 40-16.
Oh my Lord. Right? My blood is boiling.
Like he screams.
That is so dumb.
The football score.
Yeah. Right?
And Ben's like, they're acting like they lost.
I know, right?
Like, they're getting all pissed at me. Like
that one was a head scratcher. Like what?
Okay, so yeah, I go back to I was classless.
I was like, great job.
Like you just beat what are you doing? A legitimately good basketball team, and you want to talk about beating our not great football team?
Yeah, I don't know like, why. Like now,
when we win, we just chant "Go Big Red." And we
I'm
play
sure.
Hail Varsity. I don't think we've ever broke out into F the other team after we've won.
I'm sure there is some bad Nebraska fans out there.
Yeah,
sure.
Spillgate. We threw
there you go.
On the court. Right. Every fan base has those.
Yeah, there is some obnoxious fan. I mean, heck.
We have an old head that's screaming in Iowa.
Guys,
fan like that.
There was a Nebraska fan that kicked me in the leg twice.
That's right. Remember?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. So there's people out there that are just annoying. But yeah, I'm just like. You know, if we would have won, if we would have won the game, then I could see like them throwing football in my face. And that's fine. But you guys won. You beat us. Like, celebrate. Give me a high five. Right. I'm trying to celebrate with you. So we're walking back to the hotel, you know, on one of the main drags. And we're chatting. There's this Iowa fan walking and he's just chatting. He's like, talking about how he likes the coat. Really nice guy.
Okay, just a good old guy.
Oh, yeah, really nice, just by himself. And then all of a sudden, truck comes by, F Nebraska!
Man!
Like, Ben just,
but even that, Ben I think, is fine. The phones
at him. Just like, people.
I think a one-off like person as you're driving by is fine. Now, a whole chant is the part that would be annoying to me.
It was just,
getting people going.
So like
on
I
it.
Said, during the game, it was awesome. And no, everybody was nice. Nobody said
anything. Because they have to like sit around you and they know if they start something, like
it'll be awkward for everyone. Yeah.
but if they're doing a drive-by, they can get you with something quick.
Yeah.
And which I can, like, that to me is a little more
childish, but you know.
Right. But
fair enough.
I don't want to say acceptable, but to be expected.
Yeah.
So that was my trip in a nutshell.
How did you not get incredibly angry? I feel like I'd be losing it.
I mean, because one, I'm not a confrontational person. So
I'm not either, but I got after a while, after the 40-16 old man in my face, I would just tell that geezer to pipe
like,
down.
Whatever, dude. I mean, it's just, you know, it is what it is. But
good on you.
We had more fun at that game than we did, like, probably at any football game.
We've lost ball. Mm-hmm. So
I know
you're picking out a loss this year.
But it was great. Like I said, clapping, cheering, they're booing, we're clapping. And it was just kind of back and forth fun. So it was really good. We do have a couple texts here. One from Bubba says, I agree with Nicole. It's a tip of the cap to a great season Nebraska basketball is having by us storming the court.
Yeah.
Like, and then I posted on, usually I don't post things on Facebook because I have tons of Iowa.
I'm Dr. Christina Chen, a geriatrician at Mayo Clinic and host of Aging Forward, a podcast highlighting unique topics in geriatric medicine and the science of healthy aging, helping all of us live longer and fuller lives. Whether you're a caregiver for someone or learning how to care for your own health, we're here to help you feel informed, inspired, and empowered. Mayo Clinic's Aging Forward. New episodes every other week, wherever you get your podcasts.
Friends. So I posted a little picture. I took a picture of the court being stormed. And I was like, never would I thought I'd see fans storming the court after they beat Nebraska basketball. And then one of my friends that are on Facebook fans with, like, posted a picture of us storming the court against Michigan State. I was like, okay, we beat Michigan State.
Right.
There's a difference between Nebraska and Michigan State in basketball history and all that. And it was just, you know, it was just annoying, which I figured it would
to be expected again. Also.
So Bubba, though, who's been on our show, he's actually a logical Iowa fan that I can talk to and text.
Was a Green Bay fan too, right? That Bubba?
No,
different Bubba.
That's a different Bubba. Yep.
Bill and Bennett says losing to Iowa in any sport always sucks.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
But when you look at national titles, you almost have to feel a little pity for them. Well, I mean, they claim about 11 national championships. Like, you go and look at these national, like I've seen like posts on Twitter that are like last time teams won a national championship. Ohio was in there like 1957. And I'm always like, okay, you guys, winning the Cedar Rapids Gazette poll in 1957 does not mean you're national champions.
Okay? There's a whole lot of universities that do that. But Iowa.
But that's all they have. So it's like they still have to kind of cling to that.
1957.
Well, Raph had the best line, and we were talking about it with that Heroes Trophy. The time in football is just like, we need to win that back so their case is empty again.
Yeah.
Like, there's not a lot they're holding on to than wins over Nebraska. They have all the other programs, but. Like when you're talking about football,
literally basketball. Their only trophies are like rivalry trophies.
Yeah, you got
pretty much.
You got the Floyd of Rosedale.
Yeah.
The Heroes Trophy. And John McLaughlin, who's one of our instructors, he's another Iowa fan I can talk to. Give him a hard time all the time. He commented on one of my pictures, asked if I got my picture taken with the Heroes Trophy. And I said, well,
I would not want to.
I said, there's no other trophy in this arena that anybody has their picture with. So it was just kind of funny. Let's see. Raph
texted and said,
is Nebraska, what do you say? Is Jeff going to the game at PBA? You know, I talked a little bit earlier how I'm kind of spoiled with prices. Like,
I know.
I'm not going to spend
$200
to sit in the 300s. I'm just not going to do it. So now my dilemma, I might be like a game time decision, right? But about 1 o'clock, I can go on and look and see what the prices are. And if there's decent tickets, you know, I'd probably go. Because here's the thing. If I don't go and Nebraska wins, then it's my fault. If I go and they lose, it's my fault. So I'm kind of like, it's my fault that we've lost all these previous games. Because I won't be there.
Mm-hmm. But if you're not there and they win... That could have been an opportunity for you to break the curse.
That's right.
Right.
Have you gone like with Nicole yet to one of these Iowa Nebraska trips?
Yeah, she's been to a football.
Oh, I've been
game.
To the football. Yeah, okay. I've been to a football.
I'm trying to figure out like how to break the.
We thought
the
curse it was Ben
going on there.
We thought it was Ben actually.
Yeah, no, but it's me. I think.
Yeah.
And then Crowbait texted in again, said, "How much blood do you think Nebraska wants when they come to PBA? Oh, it'll be
I don't think we'll start the FU chance, but it's just going to be a lot of noise.
Yeah. And here's something else that's annoying. This whole, I don't think this is all Iowa fans, but there's some brutal Iowa fans on Twitter, right?
Yeah, I got them all muted, I think.
So this whole Fred Hoiberg thing where he slapped the phone, people are just, I get a text from somebody that I literally haven't heard from in 3 years. Just a random text says, oh, Hoiberg's assaulting fans now. Like,
no.
Are they serious or trying to be funny?
Well, trying to be funny.
Right, yeah.
I hope. Yeah. The people that are, because I have them all muted now. Luckily, I don't see it. But I'm 99% of people are going to have that reaction.
Oh,
it's someone shoves. I don't care if it's like not in the arena. If I'm just on the street and someone shoves a phone 2 inches away from my face, I'm swatting it out of my face.
It's like an instinct to
like,
do
nope,
it.
You just got to take it.
Also, like, no, you don't. Hold on to your phone then if you're going to be that bold.
And the Big Ten said he did nothing
wrong. Nothing wrong. Yeah. Iowa dropped the ball on security. I mean, it was just, this is a different Bubba from Lincoln.
Yeah, Packers.
Packers Bubba said, I wish Hoiberg would have slap the bleep out of that kid instead of his phone. He may have been trying to slap him upside the head, but
I accidentally got the coach's mistake. Did, but then he grabbed the coach, was like, hey, didn't mean to hit you there.
Right. Yeah.
This is like, why do these things like happen against Iowa? Like, why is Hoiberg slapping against Iowa? Why are we playing the Iowa back in black in our own stadium against Iowa?
Because we are goofballs.
And why, then we don't shake their hands at halftime. We have the armed guards guarding the logo. Like,
that's not our fault.
Why does this all happen with just them?
We are their Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We really are. And like, in this game, spoke it clearer than anything else. I mean, you seriously waited to present the Heroes Trophy for whatever the date was for that game. Like, what are we doing? Yeah, like, that is a long time to just harbor and fester, like, oh, we'll wait for Nebraska.
I thought they were gonna roll out the women's team on Tuesday night and be like, start celebrating the women's victory over Nebraska.
I thought they might bring in the last, you know, 9 Iowa Hawkeye football teams, and just in honor of all times of beating Nebraska for how much they care about it. So, you know, congratulations to them. We'll get them back at PBA, and I feel good about it.
Crowbait said an Iowa social media outlet posted that Fred swung on the kid, not his phone.
Swung on
the kid. See, that's what they do.
Which everyone knows he wouldn't do that anyway, because he can't. Yeah, like,
he can't get riled up.
Right.
That's why he's not screaming at officials like, like, you know, McCollum was kind of getting.
He has such an awareness about that.
Yeah, that's why he's calm. Yeah. You know, some of that could be to our detriment, because you see, like Greg Gard and then the Illinois coach. I mean, they just rip on officials. Izzo, they're just screaming for 2 hours.
Yeah, but you know, again, I thought the refs were just awful both ways in that one. So I'm not even going to say if it helped. Like, hey, we need you to be screaming at the refs. Coach, you're not screaming at the refs enough. Like, if that's an expectation of mine, I think I'm searching a little too much.
Oh, all right, let's go to break. We're so far over. I kept trying to have hope that you guys would.
Well, early break goes till 6:45.
Oh, excuse every time.
Let it go.
All right, let's go to break. We'll be right back. 93.7 The Ticket.
Now back to Fitness Fanatics on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, welcome back. Bill and Bennett texted and said the USA and Canada is going to overtime for the gold medal. I was telling Harrison before the show, like, we were watching the hockey match before we came in. Probably be the only hockey I watched for the next 4 years, because I'm just not a big. I used to be a big hockey fan when I was younger.
What was your team?
St. Louis Blues.
Oh, okay, nice.
So in the 90s, I watched a lot. I mean, they had Brett Hull, and they had Wayne Gretzky for a little bit, Brendan Shanahan, and then they played the Red Wings with Steve Yzerman. I mean, I used to know a ton of hockey players. Now I know two. Well, maybe three. Sidney Crosby, who I don't think is playing today. I thought he's a Canadian, isn't he? Sidney Crosby?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the other one's Alex Ovechkin, which they're about both been in the league for like 20 years.
That was like, that was a lot of my time was watching the Penguins when they were really good.
Yeah, with Mario Lemieux.
Yeah, and Sidney Crosby, and then Alex Ovechkin.
Yeah, so I think they're one of the good American players is Kachuk. There's a Kachuk on there.
Mm-hmm.
So
I remember his dad
playing. Keith Kachuk, I think, was a... So I remember those things, but I watch too many others. Like, if we start throwing hockey on in the house, I think Nicole might be her breaking point.
It will be.
Like, why are we watching the Florida Panthers and the St. Louis Blues?
Basketball
on a
is already
night?
Me at my breaking point.
Yeah, she's honestly already getting into why are we watching
the Houston Rockets?
No,
I will draw the line at Houston.
I'll watch Houston when it gets to the postseason.
Okay.
So I can just follow.
If we're going to do that, we're going to have to like set up a separate TV like in Katie's old bedroom, and you guys can just go watch it in there.
You don't have the garage set up? Like, every dad's got the garage where they put the TV in there and they have the fridge.
No garage set up.
That's an essential.
If
I'm generally amenable to sports being on.
Yeah,
but.
And if there's like a game I really truly care about, and I'll just put it on my phone, like on
Ben does YouTube, that too. That's
and I'll just crazy. Put it on the chair, and I'll just glance at it. Like, it doesn't have to be like overwhelmingly on the television.
Except when I was trying to watch the Olympics, and we had to change it to baseball.
No, we watched. It was basketball game. Iowa Purdue, I think Ben wanted to watch last weekend.
I was almost positive.
What was the Olympic event?
She doesn't even remember.
No, hold on.
I don't know.
And she's on her phone half the time. like you haven't even looked up yet at it.
I know. He said, we can't watch it. And then like I said, it's jumping. Fine. You can change it. And then he was like, are you sure?
Well, if it was hockey, I'd understand wanting to keep it on the Olympics.
Well, I did watch women's hockey. I've watched a lot of the Olympics at the Legacy this past couple of weeks because they have it on in the fitness room. So I did watch the women's. The women win the gold.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a big winter guy. Like, I'm more of summer.
Well, I'm just like, they're all the adrenaline junkie sports. I just get a kick out of watching them, like the skeleton.
or the ski jump. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, they're 60
they
feet in
so
the air.
Or the, yeah, the luge. Like, I looked it up, like the scouts, and they're going, I think it's like 70 to 90 miles an hour.
Did you see the video of, what's his name, Colin Jost, the SNL guy, and he did a bobsled run with like a professional bobsledder. Yeah,
yeah. It's crazy.
He was like, I legitimately thought I was going to die.
Yeah, that'd be fun if I was with the professional.
Yeah. I even still be terrifying. Like, some of those, it's like, oh, you just kind of go down the slide, and then like you look at it, and it's like, oh, it's just like a vertical wall for the most part, that you're just sideways flying down at 90 miles an hour.
And we've all seen Cool Runnings, right? Where they flip upside
I doubt Harrison's seen Cool Runnings.
Going over their heads.
No.
Yeah, he does.
I was just nodding my head.
He doesn't know what Cool Runnings is.
The Jamaican bobsled team? Come on.
No, I've heard, like, I need to watch it.
It is really good.
It wasn't just, not just from you guys, other people.
Yeah, it's good.
So Bill informed me that there's two Kachucks, which I knew there was. Both sons of Keith. I think that's what I said. Keith, Chuck. I think I was right.
Yeah, you said Keith.
Okay. All right. So before we get to our next break, just wanted to give you guys a little update on my leg issue here that I'm having, my blood clots. So I see I'm really excited about this. I see a hematologist on Tuesday.
We're not excited.
Which before I didn't even know that that word existed, but they are blood experts. Yeah. Like, that is their expertise. So I go in there on Tuesday at about noon. I have no idea what they're going to do to me, if they're going to do any tests, or if it's just going to be we're going to go over all your results and how you're feeling, and kind of give you a plan of attack, a game plan, like, when do we need to come back to do another ultrasound to see if these things are gone? Maybe they're gone already because I don't have any pain in my leg. I don't know, but that's going to be...
When you can start reducing your medication that you're taking.
Yes, instead of doing 20 milligrams a day, maybe I can go down to 10.
But everything's good?
Yeah, well, so far.
Feels like you're in the right direction. Yeah.
The doctor on Monday said that the hematologist will probably release me to start exercising.
Nice. So,
but she just wanted them to...
Are you anxious about being out of shape?
I am out of shape, believe me.
Yes, he's been anxious about it.
But you've been eating, like, good enough.
Just in the last couple weeks, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what.
You've done a little bit.
Going up those stairs at Carver Hawkeye Arena.
You can tell.
I mean, that's just, like 3 or 4 rows up. Weeks.
It's just crazy.
Yeah. Like, oh my God. Why were you going up so many to get in there? Because you have to go up and then down?
No, you just said, I didn't go to the bathroom.
Oh, like to get to the concourse?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You go up. Yeah. From your seat, you go down to get to your seat.
Yeah,
so it's kind of built into the ground versus most everyone's are not.
Right. Yeah.
You go up to your seat, here you go down to your seat. So it's
such a bummer. You get out of shape so fast.
So anyway,
it'll come back fast.
So I also on Monday did like a lipid test. So they checked my cholesterol, triglycerides. Okay. So
lipids are just fats.
You like your blood work.
Okay. Basically. So my cholesterol, and I'm telling this because full transparency here. Mm-hmm. All right. My cholesterol is high. Mm-hmm. My triglycerides are high. So the nurse calls and says, okay, these are high. Doctor wants you to go on medication. Nope, not going on medication. I'm like, I was kind of irritated, and I don't know if this happens every doctor's office. First go to.
Yeah.
I told the nurse, I said, we own two gyms. I know exactly what I need to do. I just haven't been doing
and
it.
And they might, like I've told you, like that after the conversations you have with the doctor, she knows that you're a gym owner. You exercise for literally a living. She maybe just assumed that you're already doing all the right things, which you're doing like 80% of the right things. Just the 20% is
really
your
bad.
Diet. Right.
Right.
That you definitely have many opportunities to kind of clean that up.
So I told her, I was like, nope, I'm not going on medication. So I have a follow-up appointment in 3 months.
Yeah. You didn't just say, no, I'm not going to do it. I said,
I got it.
Right. Give me an opportunity to like do what I know I should need to be doing.
Yep. So I got May 18th is my next doctor's appointment for that. But it's just, you know, kind of one of those things, like, and too, it's like, why don't we do a couple tests? Right, mate, because I didn't know I was doing this. So I had eaten already. Like I had eaten meals. So it's like I wasn't fasted for this. So it's like, why don't we do maybe a couple to see? Because if one could be like just a bad reading, or maybe it's something I ate.
They make more money if they can give you the medication.
Well,
Yeah. I'm not saying that's what they're doing, like, but it's just always they're trying to get people in and out. Okay, here's medication.
And
they probably tell a lot of people to work out.
It's not like you. It's not like you were denying the blood thinners that you needed.
Right.
It's more of a difference between like acute care, like something that's happening right now that we need to like fix, versus something long term, kind of. But it's a slippery slope, and if you go on that medication, like you had said, if you had just started that medication, it lowers your cholesterol. You wouldn't have changed anything about what you're doing and how you're
like
eating.
I wouldn't have been as focused. Like, why? If I'm just taking this and it lowers it, you know, that's the easy way out. I don't want to do the easy way out.
And then if we do it again, you do it again in May and your numbers are still high, then that's a different conversation. Because there can be genetic reasons why cholesterol could be high, or your triglycerides. When you were in your 20s and working at Godfather's full time, his triglycerides were like in the 700s.
And the
like
high is 150.
150 is the range.
Holy smokes.
Like, I think so if you just have had a history of high.
I think I just had pure fat flowing through my veins when I was 25.
Yeah. Maybe.
But again, you knew why. And the doctor was like, okay.
No, she's like, you're 20. You're
right. This would be a very different conversation 20 years from now. Well, it's 20 years from now. But your triglycerides are in the 200s. They're not anywhere close.
No, it's not like it's crazy. I was just one of those things where I'm just like, no.
I'm surprised you said that, honestly.
No, it's just, no, I don't.
Right.
No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, not yet.
Not yet.
So now you're making some changes.
Yeah. So last night, Harrison, I had 5 servings of vegetables yesterday.
He just blends them up and drinks them.
No, for dinner.
And
I had a piece of salmon, and which I kind of already started changing some habits once I started on the blood thinners, like eating fish twice a week, stuff like that. So last night I had salmon and I had asparagus.
The moment you've been waiting for, you've been talking about asparagus for the past 3 weeks.
Yep, and potatoes. And that asparagus was so good. Yeah. Like, it was like, so I bought this thing from Hy-Vee that had the salmon sitting on top of asparagus.
Oh, nice.
In a little pan. So then I put it in the air fryer for like, I mean, I need to have my fish done. I can't have any discoloration at all. Kind of freaks me out. So it's probably like,
even well done fish.
You know, it's probably like 15 minutes. And man, the asparagus was like, because it was cooking in the whatever they put on the fish, you know. Hell, it was just like eating a chip. Oh, it was so good. Like, the tips were crunchy.
That's
like,
how you do it.
That was the first thing that I finished on my plate was the asparagus.
Which is weird, because usually it takes you forever.
It was so good.
And he loves salmon too.
I'm chewing a chip.
They go so well together.
I don't like asparagus.
I like it if you get like really fat ones. I'm not a fan.
They were thin. Jeff.
Yeah, that's how you got
to
go.
Then I had to cut them in half because I'm trying to eat and it's like this big.
Yeah, that's the one part that's annoying when you're trying to. I don't know if there's a proper way to eat asparagus when you got them full length.
But it was awesome. Like I had spinach yesterday, Brussels sprouts. I had almost 2 servings of fruit. I have switched from applesauce to a full apple with my cottage cheese. I've even upped my cottage cheese game, Harrison, to 2 cottage cheese drinks a day.
Gross.
I have a morning
because
one with an apple.
Because he likes them so much.
And I have an afternoon one with like frozen berries or whatever frozen fruit we have to throw in there.
Berries is a good one. The cottage cheese and berries is a really good. And you started adding some oatmeal into your breakfast, too.
I've kind of gone away from cereal every day to oatmeal with chia seeds. And so I am consciously getting that stuff done. Because now I'm like curious. I'm like, okay, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
If I eat like this for 3 months and my numbers go way less, then guess what?
And it's not that you were eating like unhealthy. I mean, we would have like pizza or burgers or whatever, but like the food that you were eating that fit into your macros weren't as nutrient dense,
which we knew from our ChatGPT.
Right.
ChatGPT.
Yeah. So you're just kind of swapping out more nutrient dense foods, higher fiber, which is something that you wanted to focus on after we had Jake on talking about fiber. So you're definitely, that's good for your LDL cholesterol, that we can increase your fiber. just a better variety of nutrient dense foods versus just like looking at the macros of your foods, protein, carbs, and fats. Mm-hmm. Now we're looking at the fiber in the food, diversity in your food.
So I really wanted to bring that up because now I have accountability, right?
Yeah. And we're over the clock.
I have accountability. Mm-hmm. So May 18th, we're going to be ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
But oh, so that means we need to take another break.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was actually going to give on Nicole for that one, but then you cut in at the perfect time.
Gosh, so having so much fun.
Oh, all right. The rules were out the window.
All right. We'll be right back. 93.7 The Ticket, the Fitness Fanatics.
Now back to Fitness Fanatics on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right. Welcome back into the Fitness Fanatics. Well, while we are at break, the United States won the gold medal over Canada.
Yep.
So the United States is now dominant, the dominant hockey country.
That's right.
In the whole world, men's and women's
gold medalists
are the gold medalists.
Yep. That's cool.
That's fantastic. Yeah, that gold in both.
Gold in both.
Yep. Beat Canada in both?
Yep.
Gold
in the gold medal matches.
Yeah, they were both against Canada.
That's gotta too bad. Suck if you're Canada.
Oh, yeah. I know. How pathetic is that?
Hey, that'd be like if the USA, if there's like American football in the Olympics and USA lost to Canada.
Well, there's gonna be flag football.
Well, no, but I mean like real football.
Oh, yeah.
Flag football.
Well, what about NBA? Is it similar for NBA?
No, because now
there's so many international players.
Yeah.
But I mean, I feel like Canada too. I mean, are there NHL players that play for Canada in the hockey team or no? I don't know how that works.
Yeah. I mean, I just think, well, maybe I'm wrong. Canada just feels like it was just such a Canadian sport. And now it's obviously grown and we've just kind of like taken it.
Well, and here's a little stat thrown out by Crowbait.
Okay. Let's hear it.
The first gold medal since the miracle on ice.
I saw that.
Holy smoke.
Yeah.
Now, I did not know
that. I saw that this morning that it was the potential for that.
I don't know. It's been 46 years.
Yeah.
Yes. 1980. Do you believe in miracles? First gold medal since then.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. Yeah. No, thanks, Crowbait. I was not aware of that.
I'll tell you what. Absolute clinic by the goalkeeper, too. Canada had 42 shots. USA only had 28.
Wow. Yeah.
1-2. USA
wins. Just shows you how much I follow hockey. I didn't know that. So then John and Cortland said, NHL players on all the teams.
Okay. I assumed it was like that.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. So congrats.
And it was the new New Jersey Devil, Jack Hughes. Scores it. No tee to win it.
Now that the hockey's over, we need to lock in on nutrition.
Do you have a sponsor?
That's not till the next hour.
Oh, we're still in the first hour.
Yeah, it's 9:57. All right, you guys. Everybody's fired up. If you have any questions on nutrition.
Yeah, because I've been wanting. I mean, we've been talking nutrition the past 3 weeks. And we've had, just like last week, we had a listener question. And we talked about that. So I have other nutrition stuff to talk about. But if anybody has any questions.
Yeah, any questions. Think about them over the break. You can text it in 402-464-5685 on the Sartor Hayman text line. But we're going to talk all things nutrition in the next hour. So now we can get everybody's focus because hockey's over.
Yep.
We're the gold medal, the best hockey team in the world. First time since Nicole was born in 1980.
Yep. I wasn't even born.
Weren't even born. Right. So, all right. Nuts. Oh, John and Clorton said it would have been worse if Australia had a hockey team.
Yeah.
And they beat Canada.
That's true.
That'd be crazy.
There could be worse
things. Could be worse things. But
it's a pretty good get for America, though.
That's right. So great job. We'll be right back. 97 The Ticket, the Fitness Fanatics. Text those questions in about nutrition. We'll be right back.